We have our own Armistice Day ceremony that takes place at our headquarters here in Edinburgh, at which all our staff, any visitors, all the workers in the Lady Hague Poppy Factory will turn out and observe the 2 minute silence there. And one or two of our staff will also be around ceremonies in the town centre and elsewhere. We wouldn't enjoy the freedoms that we do now in society and that we tend to take for granted if previous generations hadn't been prepared to make those sacrifices. It's a reminder that the sort of problems generated by war just don't go away when the war finishes, and that actually we've got a duty to look after those who are hard damaged. All the money that's raised during the Scottish Poppy Appeal and by the charity at other times of the year enables us to provide practical, vital support to people who've served, those who are still serving, and their families by offering tailored support and funding that can be to individuals or through other organisations, and it can cover advice, employment, housing, mental health problems, mobility issues, respite breaks. These are all things that we either fund through directly delivered services, through collaborator charities like Citizens Advice Scotland or Scottish Association of Mental Health, or through grants to specialist charities that maybe deal with things like housing, which we're not directly involved in, but are the good projects that we can put funding towards.